Hello, everyone, or my four or five listeners that follow. I appreciate you listening. I don't want to apologize for the last podcast that I put out. It was the rant, but I was very angry, and it made me feel a lot better just to get it all out. So today I'm not as angry, which is a beautiful thing. Only thing I have going on today is a pounding fucking headache. And I'm looking forward to sleeping. It's really sad when you are an adult and you get excited about a low electric bill that's under $300. And when you look forward to sleep. That's life right now. So a few things I'm going to talk to you about today. Or a few things I just need to get out of my head. Rocco, what are you doing? Why are you just sitting in the bedroom all weird? Like, it's your butt, isn't it? Your butt's squishy. Him and those anal glands, I tell you, they make him feel bad about himself. Sad. So we'll have to try and... Oh, this one's already ripped. Well, son of a bitch. Went to PetSmart to get cold dog food for the dogs, right? Because I mix it in with their dry food. Well, whenever I go to PetSmart, I try to pick them up like those cheap little $2 toys. You're going to hear squeaking and you're going to probably hear barking and scrambling of feet. Hey, Leo! Because I get all of them a toy. So yes, every time I go, I get six little toys. And then they know I'm doing it because they see the PetSmart bag. And they just really smell. But besides that, so... Did that. That was fun. Long day at work today. It feels like the last couple weeks have just been fucking Mondays on repeat. I feel like I'm living in Groundhog's Day. I don't know. That's all I had, bud. Leo, those were the only six I had. See? They're all gone. You got them all. Yes, I have to show my dogs the all gone symbol, like in sign language, where I show them my empty hands. Then they understand, I don't have anything else for them. It's all done, seriously. My dogs are really smart. Aren't you really smart?
Yes, you're just the super smartest boy. You, my little pumpkin pants.
Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
We think Monty's about 12 or 13 and we taught him how to sit,
how to speak, how to stay. He's a good boy.
Monty, can you do it? Can you speak?
Making me look like an asshole, but well, he growled a little bit and his tail flicks like a little rattlesnake. It's really cute. Oh, and then here's another little dog quirk. I don't know what their problem is. So I'm gonna turn on my little convection oven. Right, just like the little KitchenAid thing, you can bake, warm, whatever. So I'm gonna put leftover pizza in there, because leftover pizza in the microwave is disgusting. So gross. I want it to get a little crispy. Molly, don't tear the giraffe's hair off. Be nice to the giraffe, or you get no more toys. That's a lie. They'll still get toys. So as soon as I put this convection oven on, Monty's going to run away. There, like he runs downstairs and he hides. He will not be anywhere up here for it. And then when it's over and the thing actually dings that it's done, oh my God, it's like chaos. Monty's freaking out, Max freaks out, Leo freaks out. He usually flings a toy around, though, so he doesn't, like, go hide. On Sunday, before Greg left for work...
Hi, Greg.
There was beeping in the house, and I'm thinking, oh, God, what the hell is that? Well, it was a smoke alarm. Battery was going. So, what happened? Leo and Molly wanted to be held. Monty was trying to sit on my head. Rocco was running around barking at the beeping, not knowing what was going on. Ellie was laying in the bed like nothing was happening. And Max was hiding under the blankets in the bed. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So Greg goes and he finds the smoke detector. He changes the battery. After he runs to the store to get batteries. So I'm sitting here waiting for him. I can't put anybody down on the floor because they are just shaking and freaking out. I am clawed up something terrible. He comes home, he changes the battery, he goes to work.
About 10 minutes after he leaves, one beep, one single beep from that smoke detector, almost like testing the battery is what we think it was. Not really sure. We're not real smart, so we were just taking a guess. After that one beep, Rob was running around barking again. I got three of them that want to be held. Oh, I tell ya. Every day is a party at this house. I don't know if it's really a party. It's more like a really sad sleepover with no friends. I don't know if I've told you this before, but I really don't have any friends. Now you're probably thinking, yeah, I took a drink of beer. So it's going to be a pause because I'm not going to do the editing thing until I get more than like 4 or 5 listeners. Again, hi, Greg. Forgot what I was saying. The beer just totally took over whatever else I was going to say right there at that very moment. That was nice. I should drink beer more often. That's a lie. I should actually drink less beer because I can't tell right now if I'm bloated or if it's just the regular fat because I am large. That's what I was talking about, how I don't have any friends. You're probably sitting there thinking, what? Somebody as witty and funny as you doesn't have any friends? Let me clarify. So I have friends, but nobody that I really hang out with. People I talk to on Facebook, you say that they're friends and everything. But I know if I were to contact any of those people, like the people I used to go to school with, and I'd be like, hey, bitch, you want to go out and like have a drink and get some dinner or something? They're going to make up every excuse under the sun to not go out. Oh, my kids are sick. Oh, my husband has his dick in me. Something. It's going to be something. So, I don't even try. I can't even get my parents to come over here for supper. I just learned to accept the fact that my dogs like me. My husband likes me. That's it. I can't say I haven't had people reach out to me and like want to hang out, but it feels, most of the time anyway, not all the time. Most of the time it feels like it's just one of those pity invites. Like, oh, Marissa doesn't have any friends. Let's ask her to come along. Or let's ask her to go out. And then it's this whole awkward moment of me not knowing if I can really be myself or do I have to be my filtered self. I like to be my Gary Busey self with no filter. I just let shit fly. No matter how stupid it may sound, no matter how vulgar, whatever. I just like to let it fly because if I'm around somebody that hot, it's really cold. I like got a drink of really cold water and licking my foot to try and warm up her tongue. She's an asshole. Aren't you, Edie? Edie is a butthole. I love you. I love you too, Max. Yeah, I do. So, that's kind of the friend thing. You know, Greg and I would actually like to have a couple to hang out with. We used to have a couple friends. Our friends that were a couple, let's put it that way. We played games and stuff, and they were significantly younger than us. But we have a really young mentality. I mean, we hung out in the hotel in Minneapolis. We hung out almost a whole day just watching the cartoons on TV and eating room service. That was the greatest day ever. But, so we used to have these friends, and then they kind of screwed me. And I ended up telling her off, and that was that. That was the end of the friendship, which was unfortunate because they were really fun to hang out with. But don't try and fuck me over. That's just how that rolls. I'm not really one that forget anything. I'm not a big forgiver either, because I think that in that moment, you should think before you speak. And this is medication talking, mind you, because even though I'm unfiltered, and I say things that may be vulgar and everything, when it comes to maybe hurting someone's feelings or getting really angry, I try to filter myself, because I don't want to unnecessarily hurt that person's feelings or have the anxiety kick in where I look back and go, oh my God, why did I say that? So most of the time I'm Gary Busey, but there is that part of the time where I have to be an adult and, you know, filter things. So. Oh, and besides that, you know what else is really fun we'd like to have friends for? Is to play games. You might have just heard my notification. I'm not turning off my notifications because only 4 or 5 of you listen. Hi, Greg. But we like to play board games a lot. We like to play Uno, card games. I'm going to probably buy the Yahtzee game, where you get like the big wooden blocks of dice, where you play Yahtzee outside with the bucket. I think that would be fun. It'll be just Greg and I playing, but hey, whatever. We got married for a reason. We're going to die together. Oh my god, I just burped and beer came out of my nose. That was gross. I don't think Greg and I are going to die like they did in The Notebook, though. I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm going to die first. I'm probably going to get beat up or shot because I'm going to say something that I don't think about first. It'll be in the heat of the moment kind of thing. Speaking of The Notebook, I don't know how many people that listen enjoyed the movie, but hated the book. Okay, I was one of those people. I read the book first, and I'm like, oh, this is some romantic little stupid story written by an author that preys on lonely fat women. I'm sorry. He preys on lonely fat women. I read the book because somebody suggested it to me. I'm like, heck, I'll give it a go. Why not? It's maybe like, what, 140 pages? It's a quick 30-minute read, maybe an hour if you have to poop. So, read the book, was not impressed. Watched the movie, bawled my goddamn eyes out. Maybe because, you know, James Garner, you know, and Ryan Gosling is really hot. And I kind of thought, oh, that could be him and I in the rain, but I'd have to lift him up because he couldn't lift me. But that brings me back to, I gotta get back to the book because I'm getting a little sidetracked, which I always do, so just deal with that. Ellie, don't lick the toy. Don't lick the rope that gags me, okay? Chew on it. You chew on it. Chew on the rope. You know how to chew. You're a good girl. Yeah, you are. I love you. You're a weirdo. Oh, I give you butt scratches. Oh, scratchy butt. Hi, pumpkin. Max came to say hi to me. Hi, sweet boy. I love you. Yeah, you're a good boy. Yes, you are. One thing I always wanted to do when I was younger is I always wanted to be a author. My two biggest dreams when I was really young was to be an author and be a hairdresser. But as I got older and I really started to like science, I wanted to be an author and a mortician. I would still love to get into the funeral home business. I think that would be absolutely amazing. Not because I like death or not because, you know, I want to poke on the deceased or anything like that. I've gone through a lot of loss in my life. I've been to many, many funerals. And it's usually always that funeral director that is the most helpful. I mean, think about it. The funeral director helps you pick off the casket. They help you, you know, they're the ones getting that loved one ready for you, for that final goodbye. The mortician, or the funeral director, whichever you want to call him, we call them more funeral directors in North Dakota. Mortician really isn't a word that's used a lot around here. Kind of like casserole and hot dish. We're hot dish people. Casserole's nonsense. So anyway, I always wanted to be that person to help a family or to help someone through the loss of a loved one. You know, I want someone to look back on that time and go, hey, she really helped me. You know, not like losing someone is ever a pleasant experience, but if you have somebody there to help you for even 5 seconds where you can take your mind off of what you're losing, that's a worthwhile job. And I didn't get into the funeral home business because going to school was extremely expensive. I had a really shitty counselor in high school that didn't tell me about loans and grants, even though I told him what I wanted to go to school for. And the school that does the science classes, that makes more sense, is only about an hour south of Fargo in Locke. North Dakota State College of Science. But my counselor sucked dick so bad, he didn't tell me about it. So then instead, after high school, I had all these dead-end jobs that I just fucking hated. I hated it. I made friends along the way, and I say friends with quotations because I don't ever hear from them. I suppose I'm a... It goes both ways, I can call them too. So get off my back. But now I'm at a job that I like. It's challenging. But like I said in my first podcast, I don't feel like I'm smart enough. So all those years of those dead-end jobs broke me down to the point of this. But the other part of that, besides being the funeral director, is the author. Always wanted to be an author. I still do. I still write stories and short stories.
Hi, bud. Hi.
You need to stop with your feet, okay? Brock was licking his feet, and we need to stop so we don't get a hot spot.
What was that? What was that? Oh, goodness.
Yes, I see your tummy. Lots of talking to the puppies today.
Hi, Katie.
Feed your eyes.
Oh.
Go get one of your new toys.
Go get a new toy. Go. Let's go.
The author. I want to be an author to change up stories a little bit. Like right now, you read a romance novel, and it's all the same bullshit. Her breasts were heaving. Her hairy mound was sticky. Something. It's all the same shit. So I found a book. I think it's called Diary of a Fat Girl. Something about a fat girl. Or Confessions of a Fat Girl. I'm thinking, okay, great. I'm going to read a book about a fat chick getting the hot guy, being a confident fat girl. Nope. This book, God, I wish I could remember the name, because I would drag that author's help. So, and I'm not going to Google it, because I'm not going to Google on my phone when I'm really talking, because I'm going to get distracted by the Google. So this book, Girl is Fat, okay? That's the whole, like, premise of the book. She's fat. You find out that she's like 170 pounds, 180 pounds. That's not fat, fucker. That's chubby. Chubby and fat are two completely different things. I want to be chubby. I know. I'm fat. And while I don't like it, I can't change it overnight. So, gotta deal with it. I told you you're here this week and pretty soon. So, this girl, maybe 180 pounds, not bad. Oh no, it's garbage because my neighbors are disgusting. So, she has no, in this book, back to the book, she has no self-esteem, no self-worth, until she starts to lose weight. Then she loves herself. Then she finds the guy. But the guy is not the hot guy. The guy is an average-looking man who's also overweight. Are you serious? You can't give the fat girl confidence and then she gets the hot guy? Like, why can't... Okay. Henry Cavill. I don't know if I'm saying his last name right. I think, whatever. You fucking know what I mean. He plays Superman. The new Superman. Christopher Reeve will always be my Superman. Totally different subject. So the new guy that plays Superman, he was also in the Count of Monte Cristo as a child. So,
hold on a second here. Stop. With the feet. You are obsessed with the feet. Honey, you have to stop. I don't want you to get a hot spot, okay? Hot spots are not fun.
Sorry, that was me. So, okay, the guy that plays Superman, hot guy. Like, he's chiseled, he's beautiful. Why can a story not be written about the fat girl getting that guy? Okay? Getting the tall, dark, and handsome, chiseled man. It's like, there's this, well, not like this. There is a stigma on fat people that we're dirty, we're gross, we smell. Fat people are always jolly. Bullshit. You guys heard me the last time I was on a big old rant. Hey, you four people. Hey, Greg. Fat people are not always happy. Don't put us in that jar. Don't look at me and say, this is one of my favorites. I was actually told this as a child. You would be so pretty if you lost weight. I can't be pretty in fat. Why? What makes the skinny girl with a horrible attitude and a butterface pretty but I can't be? Why is it okay for somebody to look at me and tell me that I need to lose weight? Why is it okay for somebody to look at someone who is on the thin side and say, bitch, you need a cheeseburger? I'll joke about that kind of stuff with, you know, people I used to work with, and be like, oh yeah, you're so fat, fatty. And they'd be real thin, you know. But I knew those people. You don't go up to a stranger and say that. So, and then movies too. I'm all over the place. Just bear with me. Keep listening, all right? Movies. Remember that comedian Monique? So she had a movie called Fat Girls with a PH, Fat Girls. And it was all about how she was going to get the hot guy, the hot guy. She didn't get the hot guy. He was not hot. Okay? Why couldn't she have gotten Will Smith? Okay? Why couldn't she have gotten, what can I think of his name? Matthew McConaughey. She couldn't have gotten one of those guys.
No.
Couldn't get the hot. So, I would want to be an author to change that. I want to be the opposite of Nicholas Sparks. And instead of preying on fat, lonely women, I want to empower fat women. I want them to know that no matter your size, you're beautiful. You need to own it. I always slap my fat. You hear? Slap it. And I'll joke with people and say, yeah, God gave me a canvas. This is my art. And I'll slap my belly. I did this to myself. Nobody shoved the food down my throat. Nobody made me eat anything. Nobody made me drink 10 to 20 beers on a weekend, which I have had 20 beers and like 6 shots and still walked. Not a bragging thing, but maybe a little bit. I did this to me. I own it. And I have to look at myself and remind myself that it's okay to be me, but I need to start working on being healthier. You know? Like I said, it's not going to change overnight. It's not like I walk around with my chub out and I'm, like, proud of how I look. That doesn't sound right when I'm talking about empowerment. I don't know how to word it. It's not like I'm going to flaunt it like I would a six-pack. You know, if I had a six-pack, I would flaunt it and be like, hey, I worked for this. While I created the fat, I didn't work for it. It was the easiest thing I could have done because all I have to do is sit on my ass and eat and drink beer. I didn't work for it. So I plan on getting back into my exercise routine. I used to exercise 5 or 6 days a week. Lost like 60 pounds. I didn't really do it. And then life was consumed by work. And everything just fell apart. I gained the weight back. So I'm back to square one. But I know I can do it. Now it's just a matter of I need to find the motivation to do it. And I think once I do that, I'm going to like me just a little bit more every day. And maybe I'll get the courage to write a story or something and send it in to see if I can get it published. I don't even know how to start that. But I would love to see something of mine published. Something where, or I could put it on Amazon. I worked with a guy that was telling me about this. You can write a story or write a book. Like I consider it a story, but I wrote like 400 pages one time of something that I actually went back and read twice. I really enjoyed it. And he said, yeah, you can put that kind of stuff on Amazon. People will buy it. You just have to put it, you know, sell it for like $1 or something. That would be amazing. So that is one thing on my list of to-dos. Lose weight and write a book. As Ellie's getting a drink of water here, this made me think of something that somebody said that I overheard one day. Because I've told you that I feed them blue buffalo. I feed them really good food. It's helped their allergies. It's helped their digestive system. You know, just everything is more regular, especially as they're getting older. That's really important to do. And it's important to do throughout their whole lives because it's your responsibility to care for the pets and, you know, dog, cat, bird, whatever you may have. They're your responsibility. So this person said, and I wasn't part of this conversation, I just heard it. He goes, yeah, my vet told me I could just buy the cheap food and it's the same as the expensive stuff. You have no idea how much I wanted to just get up and yell at him and be like, are you serious right now? You've got to be joking. I went over this a little bit in my rant the last time, but I was more yelling than, you know, talking coherently. But if you compare, let's say, and I'm going to pick on old Roy again, because I know that I did that last time. You compare old Roy to Blue Buffalo. Old Roy has so many byproducts in it and so many fillers. It's so bad for your dog because it's not the same as Blue Buffalo that uses natural ingredients. The first ingredient on that bag of Blue Buffalo, because I get them lamb and sweet potato. What are the two first ingredients? Lamb and sweet potato. It's pretty easy. Or another example, when I get them their cold food. Okay, so their cold food, I get them Vital Grain Free Pet, Fresh Pet. Shout out to Fresh Pet. Your food is amazing. This is a complete meal that I mix in with their dry food. It's chicken, beef, salmon, and egg recipe with cranberries and spinach. 90% chicken liver, beef, salmon, and egg. 6% fruits and vegetables. 0% grains and potatoes. The reason I don't give them grain is because that's when Max's allergies really went nuts. So I think he's allergic to grain. And then it says on the back, crude protein, 17%. Ugh. Sorry. Crude fat, 9%. Crude fiber, 1%. This is the kind of stuff that I want to feed my dogs. If you're going to give your dogs shit food, and you have kids, you should give your kids shit food. In my mind, dogs, cats, birds, kids, anything that depends on you to be an adult and to take care of them deserves the best possible care that you can give. That's not Old Roy. That's not Purina. That's going to be like your Blue Buffalo, your Neutral. God, I was just looking at it. I was just a pet smart. I can't remember shit.
It's the beer.
But you get what I'm trying to say. Look at the ingredients before you feed your pet. Make sure that you're giving them what they need. My dogs get vitamins. They get hip and joint vitamins when I, you know, as they're getting older. They go to vets, or vets, they go to the vet for their shots and their checkups. Rocco will be going to the vet on Friday to get his butt squeezed so he's more comfortable. That's how it goes when you have an animal. Take care of them. So I kind of get on a soapbox when it comes to animals. They don't have a voice. We need to be that voice. So when I see on Facebook, you know, somebody selling puppies or they're talking about how they're sticking up for a breeder, I don't go for that. Somebody, I was looking at a BuzzFeed article, and the BuzzFeed article was talking about how these are the greatest dogs to have, they're purebreds, and they're listing all these dogs. All it did was irritate me. Because if you're a true animal lover, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, you're not going to care about the breed. You care about rescuing and saving that life. So these people were all talking about these fancy mixed breeds, and I'm like, oh, you mean a mutt? Because a mixed breed is a mutt. If he's not a purebred, it's a mutt. Congratulations. Ellie is a pug cocker spaniel. I could call her a cocker pug or something fancy. You know what I call her? Ellie.
Don't. Because you're my girl, and I love you, love you. You're the deal.
Monty is a mannequin chihuahua. I call him a chi-min or something stupid. Don't lift your brother's wiener. Ugh, I lost her. But I don't do that. Yeah, we've fostered dogs before. I would love to foster again, but granted, 7 is quite a bit to have in the house. So, I'm going to focus on these 6. And when they decide to cross the Rainbow Bridge, which better not be soon, any of you, better not be soon, then we're going to devote our time to fostering dogs. I would love to foster cats, but I'm allergic, so I can't do that. But we're going to foster dogs. I don't care what breed they are. I don't care. I want the animals to come to my house, the ones that were left behind by a family, the ones that have been sitting in the shelter for months with nobody taking interest in them. I want them to come to my home and know that somebody cares and somebody loves them. I'm not going to go out and look for a breeder to give me a fancy golden doodle or a golden retriever or some other shit like that. Give me your broken. Okay? I want to help them come out of their shell so they can find the forever home that they need. And I want them to know that they're loved and that people are good. When we first got Monty, he was terrified. He would let us hold him. If we tried to give him kisses, he'd growl and he'd try and move away. How many years later, I have this little dog that when I pick him up, he flips over, I hold him like a baby, and I rub his tummy till he's snoring. We give him kisses and he closes his eyes and he leans into our lips. That's my goal. That's what I want. I just think breeding is blood money. Would you have your kids, you know, breed and sell their babies? Yeah, it's different, but you get the idea where I'm going here. Somebody argued with me, and not even an argument. It was actually it was probably the best Facebook conversation I've ever had with strangers. And she said, but if there's no breeders, then the breeds will die out. Why is that a bad thing? There are so many dogs and cats right now that are in shelters that need homes. Why are we making more? Why are you using your animal as your main source of income when you sell that puppy for $600, $1,400, depending on what special breed you have? And then so many other people will say, well, a lot of breeders have a good reputation there against puppy mills.
Oh, I'm against puppy mills, completely. There was a guy not far from here in Fargo that had a puppy mill where if I were to ever see him, I'd break his kneecaps. I'd go to jail for it. Not a problem. I would use this big body to do something good. But I don't really see breeders and puppy mills as a whole big difference. I mean, the biggest difference, of course, is that a breeder with a decent reputation, is it reputable? Is that the right word? I think that's the right word. They take care of their dogs, for the most part. But those dogs shouldn't, they're not here just to breed and keep making puppies and keep getting money in your pocket. I don't care if they're AKC registered. I think dog shows are the stupidest fucking thing in the world. I think the first thing you should do when that dog gets to be a certain age, get them spayed, get them neutered, whichever sex they are, of course. Get them their shots and let them be a dog. You know, people will say, oh, the dog really likes it. Bullshit. You can't tell me that your dog likes his balls fondled by some guy in a suit. If it was a woman in a suit, Greg would probably like his balls fondled. But that's a different story for another day, too. I don't understand. People will have kids and go, oh, just let kids be kids. Let kids be kids. Let dogs be dogs. Let them just play with toys and get loved on and just be dogs, because they're not here for a long time. Why is it so important for people to try and make money off these pets? Either by selling them, putting them in dog shows. I don't understand it. I don't get it. If you feel differently, that's your opinion. This is mine, of course, my podcast. I'm going to say whatever I want. But of course, tread a little lightly, because some people on the internet are kind of ruthless. So the last thing I want to cover today before I go eat my leftover pizza in the convection oven when Monty runs away downstairs to hide is music. Okay? Oh, Jesus. How I could go on and on about music. But this is what I'm going to say. We have a local radio station. It plays classic rock. I love this station. They play ZZ Top, Boston, Pink Floyd. You name it, it's all the good shit. You know, it's the stuff that's fun to listen to. REO Speedway, Poison, Motley Crue. Great. So I'm driving home from work one day. And, oh, station that plays the greatest classic rock. You know what comes on? Oh, not that. Nirvana comes on my classic rock station. Who the fuck ever said that Nirvana was classic rock? I'm sorry. I know everybody's like, not everybody, but a big majority of people say, oh, I love Nirvana. It's so sad Kurt Cobain killed himself. It's sad he killed himself. Suicide is a very sad, tragic thing. But Nirvana sucks dick, you guys. I just think they suck. That whole teen spirit shit, the one about the black box and it's stupid. It's stupid. Okay? They were a band, and I love Dave Grohl. Foo Fighters. I listen to Foo Fighters all day long. Nirvana blew. They just blew big furry balls. Nothing made sense. It was just a bunch of greasy guys flinging their greasy hair around. No. Get off the classic rock channel. Music is not what it used to be. And this is going to make me sound really old. You're going to probably say, how old are you? Whoa. I'm 36, all right? I'm 36, but today's music is awful. Demi Lovato, awful. Let's talk about that.
So she talks about how women should have body positivity, and it's okay to be curvy. Honey, you're not curvy. Okay, you're normal. You're what every American woman wants to be. I appreciate the sentiment in saying, yeah, if you're curvy, you should, you know, take pride in yourself. You're not curvy. Well, don't growl at your brother. Don't curl your lips. Leo, leave his ears alone, okay? He doesn't really want any part of it. I forgot where I'm going with Demi Lovato. I didn't really forget. I guess I kind of want to get off of it because I just don't like her. It really has nothing to do with, like, her body. I think she's gorgeous. I really do. But once she opens her mouth to either talk or what she calls sing, makes my toes curl up in my shoes like I am the witch in Wizard of Oz that the house fell on. Anything that pours out of her mouth is just stupid. And her singing voice, I say that with air quotations even though you can't see me, is awful. Even the dogs don't like it. That song,
sorry, I'm not sorry,
it's terrible. Oh my god. Another one that sucks, Selena Gomez. That's not singing. You're talking. You're talking to me with song lyrics. I think they're Four Harmony because they lost one. They kicked her out. I don't know. But that's terrible too. All you're doing is screaming. You're not singing. That's not singing. Watched a little bit of Showtime at the Apollo on Facebook, like their videos and stuff. Some really talented people on it. Seriously talented. I'm getting my convection in already. But then they came one lady and they're like, oh, best voice ever. And the comments were just raving about her, saying she was amazing. She was so great. I listened to her and she did a Luther Vandross song. Gorgeous song. Ruined it. How she sang, ha, 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 ha. Sounded like she had a big wad of snot stuck in her throat. Ugh, gags me. And then, like, cotton balls in her cheeks. I need to understand you when you sing. Yeah, I like some rap. I like some things that I can't understand. Like, Buster Rhymes? Love it. Great. But he's a fun entertainer. He's fun to watch. If I'm listening to you sing, I want to hear singing. Adele is a good example of this. I don't personally like Adele's voice. I feel like a lot of it is just shouting at me, and she's just yelling at me. But a few songs are very good. She has a beautiful voice. It's just not really my cup of tea. Does that make sense? She can actually hit a note, and she's actually on pitch, and she sounds live like she does on, you know, on the record. Which, that's great. That means that right there, you are talented. If you can sound exactly like you do on that record after they do
all their special little things that they do on records. So there's talent there. Miley Cyrus, people think that her voice is so great. Oh, she's got a husky voice like Janet Joplin. No. No, she doesn't. She got her stardom because her dad did Achy Breaky Heart. That's the only reason she got into the Disney Channel and all this other kind of shit. She can't sing either. My opinion. I have a lot of opinions. I'm a very opinionated person. Just deal with it. The music I enjoy listening to, I can go sit in the basement in the dark, listen to Pink Floyd, have a great time. Don Williams. If you have never heard of Don Williams and you like country music, even if you don't like country music, I highly recommend Don Williams. One of the smoothest voices to ever hit a recording studio. He was country's gentle giant, is what he was called. I love George Strait. I know he's not everybody's cup of tea, but I love him. I hate Luke Bryan. Bryan, whatever. I can't stand him. He's all teeth and tight pants and big balls. He takes a song, the Drink a Beer song. I'm gonna sit right here, at the edge of this pier. I remember hearing the words of that song. I'm like, God, I really like the words. I wish somebody else would have sang it. Found out Chris Stapleton wrote that song. I love Chris Stapleton. He is not your conventional country singer, like the ones that are now, that wear the skinny jeans and their balls are up to their belly button and they're all teeth. Chris Stapleton is pure, raw talent. That's what he is. He reminds me of, like, the Kris Kristoffersons of country music and David Allan Cole. That's what he reminds me of. Just an amazing songwriter. And then to be able to sing to boot. So if you like the Luke Bryan's version of Drink a Beer, is what it's called, I strongly suggest you going on YouTube, listening to Chris Stapleton do Drink a Beer live. It'll give you goosebumps. It will give you goosebumps. It is a great song, and it's so much better when he does it. It's him, his wife, and a guitar. That's it. There's no big fancy lights. There's nothing else. Those three things. Just thinking about that song gives me goosebumps. One other person, people, group, that I hate country music right now is Florida Georgia Line. You have got to be kidding me that you're even classifying this as music. He's talking to me. And it's so repetitive. It's over and over again. And I know that a lot of songs are repetitive. But there's something about this group that makes me want to go around stabbing people with a butter knife. That's what I want to do. What's one of their songs? Oh, Roll With Me.
Roll with me. Roll with me.
No. I don't want to. I don't want to roll with you for a Georgia Line. I want to light myself on fire instead. That sounds much more appealing than that. Oh, God. Music. Well, I'll talk about movies next time because got lots of opinions on that, too. Well, done with my beer. Pizza's almost done because my convection oven is amazing. Note I'm saying convection, not confection. That's what I called at the beginning, and then people thought I was stupid thinking I was a baker. I'm like, I'm not a baker. I called it the wrong thing. Highly recommend KitchenAid. Love my KitchenAid appliances. The convection oven is great. Food processor is really fun to play with. I've made hash browns, bunch of shit. And then I have a KitchenAid stand mixer that I have made banana bread and cheesecake. I think that's about it because I'm not much of a baker. But I'm going to make some mashed potatoes in it this weekend. So I'm looking forward to trying that out. I think that's all for me. Kind of all over the place. That's my usual. That's the norm for me. Not angry, though, today. Frustrated, tired, but not angry. And bloated. Is it bloat or is it just fat? I don't know. Either way, though, my boobs feel like rocks. Taking off my bra was painful, so I know I'm going to be bleeding soon, which is my body just saying, yo, baby, congratulations! Grab another beer, go find my dog because he's running downstairs like a goof, and I will see you sometime next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Bye.